8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Cameron Lyon, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us on this Wednesday morning. Well, some events coming up at Galesburg Cottage Hospital, and joining us to talk about those and some other things is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Cottage, Eileen Ennis. Eileen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom.
Well, thanks for coming in with us again this morning. All right, so I'm gonna put you on the spot here. There's big news that came out yesterday. About Blue Cross Blue Shield and the fact that they were going to be dropping a competitor and the OSF system. And I guess it ended up, they said it was going to be some of them, and now I guess it's going to be all of them. But the advantage of that, I guess the question I had, does that mean that here in Galesburg, those people that have Blue Cross Blue Shield, will those that treat with Cottage and your doctors be able to take advantage of your system now?
Yeah, beginning January 1st, Galesburg Cottage Hospital will be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh, that is mm-hmm. that is great news. Because we knew in Peoria it came out that Unity Point would be taking over. But so that's great news to hear the Cottage. So I mean, and there's things there may be services that were available people didn't know about, or will there be more services available?
Oh, that's right. So now all of our surgical services are available, including our orthopedic and general surgery. Also, we have a Cottage Wound Healing Center with hyperbaric treatment chambers, and previously, Blue Cross Blue Shield patients had to travel to Peoria to have that type of treatment. And now they won't have to. They can stay right here in Galesburg beginning January 1st to receive wound healing.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's such, and I was talking a little bit about this earlier, that it's such a mess and it's so complicated and convoluted, the whole insurance system and the medical system. And it's and people say, well, I would get questions having handled work comp claims in the past. Well, you know about insurance. Like, yeah, I know a little bit about that part, but I know the health insurance industry is something completely different and health insurance. And it's a tough thing.
It is a tough thing. It's so tough that every year we have a speaker come and talk to our Healthy Circle group about the ins and outs of Medicare, because it's so complicated. So, Mike White from Country Companies comes in and discusses that. And he's going to do that again this year. He's always stellar about that, taking that opportunity to talk to our seniors, and we appreciate that.
Well, I guess Cottage was kind of an enigma because there are other within your company and your group, other entities in the state where Blue Cross Blue Shield, they were providers, but in Galesburg, no.
Not Galesburg. In Galesburg, OSF had an exclusive contract, leaving Galesburg Cottage Hospital out of that network.
Interesting. All right. Well, that is good news. So then January 1st is when that will happen?
Yes, the first time since 1985.
Wow. That is unbelievable. All right, so again, that will be a big change for those. And again, you talk. If you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, you'll need to talk to them about it. About who you treat with, and they'll let you know that this is where you'll be able to go, and these doctors will be in your network.
Well, our physicians have always been in network.
Okay,
that's the hospital services.
Just hospital itself. Okay.
So now our OB services. Okay. So you know those who have Blue Cross Blue Shield would not have to pay any out of network fee or worry about being out of network for birthing. Mm-hmm. Also, our surgical services, including our orthopedic program, that also will be in network. And, of course, our cardiovascular program. We have a great, we kicked off Go Red every year. We did that last year. We had Beth Craddy, RN, the interim director of that department, and Jonna Steller before her. We kick that off every year with you folks, and we come down here and we bring our testimonials, those residents in Knox and Warren County who have had a heart situation and have come back from that and done their cardiac rehab under the watchful eye of our cardiac rehab nurses. So all those cardiovascular programs and testings, EKGs, all of that will now be in network beginning January 1st.
Well, I guess the other great thing is you mentioned like the hyperbaric chamber and things like that, where you had to travel out of town before, you won't have to now.
Right. And, a lot of people don't know that we have these two hyperbaric chambers, which mm-hmm. are, to be in a town this size and have two hyperbaric chambers, that's really unusual. So we just hope that this will help more people get the wound care that they deserve right here without leaving town.
Eileen Ennis is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at Galesburg County Hospital. All right, so you got an event coming up on Friday. It's National Train Your Brain Day. And I guess, you know, just as we age, things happen. Things happen naturally, and there are other cases where it's not natural, that, you know, some other diseases and such. But you can actually reduce the risk of memory loss, age-related memory loss. Let's talk about this event and what's going to be going on.
Right. So that is a natural phenomenon. As you age, there is some memory loss issues. But there are things that you can do. There's exercises. And this occupational therapist, Christine Killian, she's going to take us through some of those exercises that we can do to strengthen our memory. And really, honestly, Tom, I have had a brain injury, and I know firsthand how important it is to do these exercises. And actually, Christine was my occupational therapist at Cottage Rehab in sports medicine, and she worked with me 3 times a week to make sure that I could strengthen my memory. And, you know, after a brain trauma, that's a big deal. So people who've had a stroke, they've suffered a brain incident, or, you know, brain harm, rather, I should say. And also people who are aging have that natural phenomenon where there is some memory loss. And so this will go a long way to help that. It's free to our Healthy Circle members, and it's a lunch and learn. So there's a buffet lunch available, but it's $5 for those people who are not members of our Healthy Circle at Galesburg Cottage Hospital. The good thing is you can join our Healthy Circle for only $13.50 for an entire year. Or you could pay the $5 lunch fee. And you can go to ourhealthycircle.com to join.
So once you join, all these different events that are available would be no cost to you.
Right. So just in the next 2 months, we've got 4 lunch and learns at $5 a piece. You could join Our Healthy Circle at $13.50 if you're age 50 and above. And you just visit ourhealthycircle.com, and you can sign up online.
How do you get – so you can sign up online, or can you call for reservations?
Reservations, but to join the program, visit online. Or if you're not comfortable with that, and I know some people are not, I can walk you through it, or we could talk about it when you call to make your reservation.
So that is coming up this Friday at noon. Train Your Brain, a free lunch and learn Friday, October 13th at noon. $5 if you're not a Healthy Circle member, but only $13 to join, and you get all these different events throughout the year. All right, so Train Your Brain Day, that sounds like a really great thing. And I even have times, when I'm on the air even, there's something like, I know this, and I can't get it. I have to ask the young guys to say, oh, what was that thing or that movie or that, just like, it just goes. And again, that's natural, though.
That's right? Natural, so don't feel bad. But there are exercises that you can do. And, Tom, just in addition, you can also go to sites online and play those puzzles. I don't know if you play cards. That's a great thing. Any word puzzle. There are games that you can do online. Anything like that can strengthen your brain. There's a large portion of our brain that we never, ever put to test. And so these exercises help reach that part of our gray matter that we're not exercising.
It's an amazing and wonderful organism in your body. I mean, I can still state to you my stats from my final basketball game I played in 1980. I can still tell you my stat line, but yet I can't think of whatever the name of a movie or some actor or something.
Well, that's impressive. I don't know very many people who could do that, so I'm impressed.
So weird things stick in there, I guess. All right, so again, that's coming up this Friday, Train Your Brain Day with Christine Killian, and she's an occupational therapist, and will take care of that event. And again, for reservations, 345-4563. Or to get signed up for the Healthy Circle, you can
call me or go online to ourhealthycircle.com.
All right. So it's getting that time of year also for flu and flu shots. And you've got another event coming up, a flu shot clinic. And this is for senior 65 plus. But it's really interesting. It's you know, and talking about beating the flu. That'll be with Kristen Jackson, who's is she new on the staff?
Yes, she is.
Kristen Charrington Jackson, a Galesburg native.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about
so,
her.
You know, Kristen just started with us, and we're just thrilled to have her at Galesburg Cottage Hospital. But we are having a flu shot clinic for those who are 65 plus, and we'll be offering the high dose flu zone flu shot. And so that's a higher dosage. And it is supposedly, I think, three times the antigen allowed as compared to the normal flu shot. And this is good for seniors because seniors need that extra antigen as they age, and it will help them fight off the flu. But in addition to this flu shot, the big part is that Kristen Jackson, an advanced nurse practitioner, she'll be talking to the seniors about why this is so important and two, what they can do to make sure that, you know, they don't come in contact with the flu, and what they can do when they do come in contact with the flu. There are several different strains, so it's not unfathomable that you'd still get the flu even though you've had a flu shot. And so she'll talk about what you can do to mitigate the symptoms. And then also we have Rebecca Kurgan, RN, who is a director of our infection control program at Galesburg Cottage Hospital. And Rebecca will talk about, you know, the ways that you fight off any contagion, and that is proper hand washing technique. And a lot of people don't do it right. You know, in fact, one time we did a seminar just on hand washing, and then we used a black light to show, we had everybody wash their hands, and then we went through the audience and did a black light review of everybody's palms.
And everybody was probably appalled at what they saw on their own hands.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a certain portion just under your thumb that typically does not get the amount of soap needed to rid it of all the germs that are in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So this particular event is coming up a week from Friday, October 20th. It'll be noon. Again, a free lunch buffet. It'll be in Conference Room 2. And again, for reservations, 345-4563.
Yes, and every attendee will receive a flu kit. So just in case you do get it, we'll have some things in that little kit that'll you can keep in your pantry that'll help get you by and help see you through it.
And if for those seniors that are covered by Medicare, that you will actually file the charge on their behalf, is that
we
right?
Will.
Is that,
okay. That's right. So all seniors 65 plus are covered by Medicare, and we will file that charge for them. I have all the forms ready to go, and they won't have to pay anything that day. We'll go ahead and file the charge.
Eileen Innes is the director of marketing and public relations at Galesburg Cottage Hospital, joining us here this morning. Another event, this one's out a little bit, coming up in November, but man, prescription medications, this is one that's talked a lot about, getting rid of them. You don't want to just keep them in your cabinet. You don't want to take something outdated by accident. You don't want to dump them down in our water system either, or just put them in the garbage, because no telling what can happen when it gets into the landfill and this and that. So we have actually days and a special day coming up where you can dispose of those outdated prescriptions. Tell
That's
us about
right.
That.
That's on Friday, November 17th. Again, 12 noon in Conference Room 2. Another lunch and learn. So it's free to our Healthy Circle members, or $5 for non-members. And Melanie Michener is our director of pharmacy at Galesburg Cottage Hospital. She's going to head this up, and she's going to give a talk on what simple over-the-counter drugs and how they can interfere with your prescription medication. And then we'll also have this brown bag disposal. So we invite people to our Healthy Circle members and anybody else, if they'd like to come to this event, they can bring all their prescription drugs that are no longer being used and bring them in a brown paper bag. You can drop them off with Melanie, and she'll dispose of them so that you have no further worries about them falling in, you know, the wrong hands and or, you know, just disposing them in your household. So we'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, and there's times you have a prescription, and like obviously like an antibiotic, yes, you're supposed to take it the whole time, and they should be all gone at the end. But there are other things like pain medication. Maybe you didn't need it as long, and you have things like that, and they do get outdated and can be dangerous if, you know, kids or whatever get a hold of them.
You're right. You don't want to have how many times times have you walked into somebody's house that you open up their medicine cabinet? And I'm thinking,
we
like,
never do that.
In your, but not
okay,
at,
yes,
okay,
we do.
In your family, you know, my parents. I would open up the cabinet and you'd see a range of their medications. Yeah. And really, once you went through them, you'd see that a number of them were no longer in use. So this affords the opportunity for the safely disposal of these out of date drugs.
All right. Again, that is coming up Friday, November 17th at noon, Conference Room 2. Eileen is joining us. She is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Galesburg Cottage Hospital. Anything else you'd like to get to this morning?
Well, Eileen, sure. You know, we also have another Lunch and Learn on November 6th, and that's Monday, November 6th. We've got a Medicare Part D session. So we'll have a Lunch and Learn, again, $5 for non-members. It will feature a seminar on the ins and outs of Medicare Part D, and we know that changes all the time.
Yeah, speaking of confusing insurance type things,
right?
We all need lessons on kind of that, because as you said, it changes all the time, and you need to keep updated on that.
Yeah, and we also have another new provider besides Kristen Jackson. Mm-hmm. We also have Liz Fancher, who's an Avon area native, and she also is an advanced nurse practitioner, and she is full time now in the Avon clinic, and we're going to hear more about her coming weeks.
Yeah, so I think next week we'll get a chance to have her.
Excited. Liz is just incredible. You know, we went to the Fat Steer Show in August, and she and I bought some cakes. The most expensive cake I've ever purchased in my life. For a great cause.
You helped a great cause, right?
It was an exciting night, and I have to tell you, the organizers of that Fat Steer Show in Avon are phenomenal. I think Sean Stranger has a lot to do with that, but it was just phenomenal, and it was so great to be with Liz Fancher at that event as she tried to educate women about breast health and mammograms. And, of course, we had Ramona Sickles from our radiology department as well. So, you know, it is October, so get your mammogram. Galesburg Cottage Hospital has great hours on Saturdays till noon and Monday through Friday until 5:30. Give us a call. Same day appointments are available and next day appointments. So go ahead and call the hospital and ask for the radiology department. And I know Ramona Sickles will get y'all squared away.
All right, perfect. Again, the reminder also, the news story you've been hearing this morning, and you'll probably hear more with Blue Cross Blue Shield no longer will be with the OSF group, but as of January 1st, if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cottage Hospital will, Galesburg Cottage Hospital will be in your network.
Thank you.
All right.
Eileen,
thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.